As we all know, cattle numbers are at their lowest point in years. Thus, the amount of dollars coming into the beef checkoff program are also down. Josh White, Executive Vice President of the Georgia Beef Board, said they are doing what they can to make the dollars they do collect stretch as far as possible.
We have worked really hard, really taken a fine-tooth comb to this budget and tried to make it yield the most we can for every dollar that's invested. We've been extreme amount of scrutiny on every project that we're doing to try to make sure that we're getting the best return on investment that we can. And I think it's paying off. We seem to be having a great impact. We've also benefited from some Federation investment grant money that's come in from other large cattle population states. We're planning an event with the Georgia Nurses Association for the fall and just wrapped up a few weeks ago our final event on another grant that we've done where we take influencers from the nutrition, culinary, and media fields that can have a lot of influence talking to consumers or putting beef on the plate and educating them on our industry from pasture to plate.
White said being able to secure extra dollars from the Federation of State Beef Councils has really helped conduct certain programs like those here in the state. To learn more on how your checkoff dollars are being put to use, contact the Georgia Beef Board office in Macon or go to their website at gabeef.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.